House Republicans Release Framework Aimed at Restoring the American Family. By Catherine Hamilton on June 3, 2022. The Republican Study Committee, RSC, on Thursday released a framework in preparation for a potential red wave in the U.S. House of Representatives in November, which details a 10-point plan for how to restore the American family. The framework introduction reads, "Strong families are the cornerstone of a strong republic. In recent years, worrying trends have accelerated and now demand immediate attention from policymakers. Birth rates have hit all-time lows. The number of marriages has dipped precipitously too. Growing numbers of American children are raised in single-parent homes, or even worse, with neither parent present. Meanwhile, many parents struggle to find stable, dignified, and prosperous work, increasing the pressure of the two-income family trap. Can a nation with fewer births than ever before be pro-life? Can a country be prosperous if the traditional single-earner model is an unattainable luxury? Is American meritocracy alive and well if over half of children are raised in family structures that disadvantage them at birth? Supporting strong families should be the benchmark for conservative policymakers in both social and economic policy. If we ignore these trends, the American experiment will be undermined. The first step of the Restoring the American Family Principles Plan is to protect children from far-left ideologies like the transgender movement and racist ideology in their schools, in addition to big tech and the internet and other influences that cause trauma, endanger children's health or otherwise blunt their development into functional adult citizens. President and CEO of Family Policy Alliance Craig DeRoche said in part, encouraging Congress to align itself with the framework. Under the current administration, American families are struggling. Parents are being forced to defend their rights and fight radical ideologies in their children's schools. Female athletes are being forced to give up their opportunities to males in favor of a political agenda. And preborn children are not yet fully protected under the law. American families deserve better. Points 2, 3, and 4 are to support policies that give working families flexibility in where and how they earn a living, to support policies which emphasize that parents, not government officials, are most qualified to make decisions about their children, and to support a flexible approach to childcare not limited by overbearing government mandates. The root of many of our nation's greatest challenges is the rapid erosion of strong families. By empowering parents and investing in America's children, we allow prosperity for future generations. If we want to protect and strengthen our nation, conservatives in Congress must be committed to promoting a pro-family agenda when Republicans win back the House, RSC Chairman Representative Jim Banks, RN, said. Point 5 proposes ending policies that discourage family formation like marriage penalties in federal programs and tax policy. Furthermore, federal policy should never discriminate against working two-parent families that make a financial sacrifice so that one parent can remain at home to care for young children, the framework reads. Point 6 slams the welfare system for trapping families in a cycle of dependency, and proposes that the system should not remove families from participation in larger society. Every child needs to grow up with at least one working parent as a role model. President of Americans for Tax Reform Grover Norquist applauded the framework for its potential to reform the federal government and protect taxpayers. Norquist said, "The RSC's Family Policy Initiative contains several important pillars to help reduce the government's ability to intrude in the lives of American families. For instance, the initiative proposes ending marriage penalties in the tax code, calls for welfare reform that helps lift families out of poverty and gives parents control over their children's education by allowing them to allocate pre-K and K-12 education dollars in a way that best fits their needs. These proposals should be applauded and supported by all lawmakers that want to reform the federal government and protect taxpayers." The framework also tackles education and advocates for school choice and curriculum transparency. Corey DeAngelis, National Director of Research of the American Federation for Children, said, "School choice is the only way to truly secure parental rights in education. Funding students directly empowers families to choose the education providers that best meet their needs and align with their values. At the same time, allowing families to vote with their feet incentivizes government-run schools to up their game and focus on the basics as opposed to politically divisive concepts. Choice is a rising tide that lifts all boats. Education funding is meant for educating children, not for protecting a particular institution. We should fund students, not systems. The plan additionally outlines reforming our outdated high education system to open up pathways to the American dream that do not require a college degree and ensuring student loans no longer cripple young people and impede family formation. The last 2 points support reforming the foster care and adoption system while protecting faith-based institutions and ending abortion. Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life Action, said, "Throughout the last 5 decades, American society has tragically devalued children and families, resulting in the deaths of 63 million innocent preborn children. When Roe v. Wade is reversed, and we are hopeful that it will be soon, Students for Life Action recognizes that we must build a healthy, life-affirming society that values both women and their children, born and preborn. Policies like creating flexible work and childcare accommodations for parents, empowering parental involvement in education, improving foster care and adoption, incentivizing marriage, supporting mothers facing unexpected pregnancies, and protecting innocent preborn lives are all vital elements for rebuilding the foundation of American society, strong, healthy families." The framework was signed by Representative Jim Banks, RN, Representative Rob Whitman, RVA, Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, Representative Jeff Duncan, RSC, Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, Representative Mary Miller, REL, Representative Bob Good, RBA, Representative Fred Keller, RPA, Representative Brian Babin, RTX, Representative Ken Buck, RCO, Representative Lisa McLean, Army, Representative Diana Harsh Parker, RTN, Representative Alex Mooney, RWV, Representative Michael Guest, RMS, Representative Randy Weber, RTX, Representative Doug Lamborn, RCO, Representative Rick Allen, RGA. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.